He is risen. Welcome, brothers and sisters in Christ, to this Resurrection Sunday service. And what an unusual service it is. The response to the coronavirus has changed our venue. Now it's your home, but not the purpose of our sharing together. Today is a day of great celebration on which we Christians rejoice in the miracle of our great God raising his precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the dead. On this, the third day after his crucifixion, the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated for all time that the shackles of perpetual death could be thrown off. So join with me in celebrating this momentous event by praying, singing, and or reading along with me and others who are listening to or recording this service at this time. If you are listening to this recording, please hit pause and then restart after the last song in each bracket. Generally, there are two, with one for each of the first and last song. To begin, I'd like you to listen to or read the following song called He is Risen by Keith Green, after which I will read our introductory prayer. What a great song that is. Now, brothers and sisters, let us pray. Brothers and sisters, please bow your heads as we dedicate our service to our mighty God and King. Almighty God, we humbly come before you to praise you and thank you for the precious gift of your Son. We especially praise and thank you for the miracle of your raising the Lord Jesus from death following his crucifixion and demonstrating your power over death and suffering. We are humbled by the magnitude of your gift to us of life everlasting, which comes to us through our belief in and love for your Son, the Lord Jesus. Be with us this morning through these troubled times, and please grant us open minds and clean hearts as we worship and praise you and listen to or read our lesson for today. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the world struggles with the immensity of the problems and challenges that face it. And now this dreadful virus that brings a threat of illness and in some cases death hangs over us all. It is therefore a great comfort to know that through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus and the life-giving power of our mighty God, that we can have hope. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus stands as a testimony to God's love of mankind and gives the hope of a glorious future with him, because death and disease have been defeated. So let us joyously sing or read the following two songs and in of praise and thankfulness. Christ the Lord is risen today, and all hail the power of Jesus' name. Don't forget to pause the recording while you watch and listen to these songs or read them. And we are back. Are these not great words of encouragement and blessing? And in keeping with the picture they paint, I'd like to refer you to a reading which captures the essence of what happened that day and which provides a hope for the future for all mankind. It is from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10, and I'd like you to read it with me as I read from the NIV, or listen as I read it. Matthew 28, 1 to 10. Matthew 28, 1 to 10. Jesus has risen. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. I can only imagine the unbridled joy that the women experienced at that moment, to see and hear Jesus alive when all hopes were dashed and unbridled sorrow had overwhelmed them. My brothers and sisters, I would like you to join with me in a time of prayer. I'll lead and conclude, but in between, I'd like you to pray prayers of thanksgiving for Christ's sacrifice and to express your joy at his deliverance from death through the mighty hand of our Heavenly Father. There may also be other prayers that God places on your heart, so please add these in your own words. Let us begin. Almighty and everlasting God, we come before you to thank you for the amazing blessing of the resurrection of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is difficult for us to fully grasp the magnitude of the miracle that occurred that day, but within the limits of our understanding, we praise and thank you for showing us your glory, magnificence, and omnipotent power. We humbly acknowledge you as Creator and King of the universe, and yet you see us and love us with all our faults. How blessed are we for your grace and mercy, which was poured out for all mankind. Amen. Please include your prayers at this point, and I'll give you time to do so. Your prayers may like to include thanks to God the Father for raising his Son from the dead, thanks to our dear Lord Jesus for enduring the pain and suffering of the cross for us, thank God for the promise of eternal life with him after we have fought the battles of life, and any others you would care to offer. I now conclude this part of the prayer and pause so that you may pray as you see fit. I'll now conclude this prayer time with this prayer. Heavenly Father, on this day we think of our glorious Lord Jesus, risen by his Father's hand, your hand. We think of the work that he did for you and his faithfulness and trust in you, even unto death. We think of the glorious resurrection of our precious Lord Jesus and the promise that one day we also will shrug off death's coils and rest with you because of his sacrifice. How blessed are we to know you and your blessed Son, in spite of our human frailties and shortcomings. Thank you, dear Jesus, and thank you, our Heavenly Father, in his precious name. Amen. Let us join in singing to God's glory and Jesus' sacrifice for us with two songs. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow, and up from the grave he arose. And I'll pause the tape while you undertake that singing or listen on YouTube. And we've returned. Just a gentle reminder that the church still needs your financial support, so please, if you have an internet connection, go to your bank's website and make a deposit to the Darlington United Church account. The old account name is still in use, so don't worry. Or carry out your usual arrangements for freewill offering. Now, brothers and sisters, it's time for our message. So I'll introduce Rob, whose sermon is printed below or can be listened to on the DCF website at www.darlingtonunitedchurch.org. www.lifeonthehill.com.au/sermons.
Okay, this is the recording of the sermon. Let's pray. Father, with all the hassles of the week, Satan will try to destroy